This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for May 21st, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Immediately after JLN was published yesterday, the FIA sent an announcement for its first in-person conferences since the pandemic hit. IDX will be held in the fall in a new venue, and Expo will be held in Chicago at the Hilton Chicago. IDX will be September 27th and 28th, and registration will start on June 21st, when the first step in the final roadmap out of the lockdown has been reached. The FIA's Expo will be held on November 2nd through 4th, and they are reconfiguring the trade show and the sessions to provide an entirely new experience. If you prefer Paris for your virtual conferences, the 2021 Paris Europlace International Financial Forum is slated for June 29th. The theme is New Roads for the European Finance. For the conference from Paris Europlace, the Paris Financial Services Body in charge of developing and promoting Paris as an international financial center. In order to register, you must be invited, then go online and use the login password mentioned in the invitation. Welcome to Alejandro Nicolas Aguzin, the new chief executive of Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited, who will start his new job on Monday. He was previously the CEO of the international private bank business of JP Morgan & Company and its Asia Pacific chairman and CEO. The London Stock Exchange Group and Thomson Reuters are in a dispute over Reuters' new website paywall. LSE bought Refinitiv from Reuters and is Reuters' biggest customer, with about half of Reuters' revenues coming from $325 million in payments from LSE. Thomson Reuters also holds a minority stake in LSE, which distributes the Reuters terminals. It will be interesting to see how this one plays out. If you are a woman and like to hack, there's a Her Hackathon from June 24th to June 27th to test your hacking skills. It's a hackathon for women by women. There's a link in today's newsletter. The CME Group Foundation announced awards of nearly $3 million in grants to support kindergarten readiness and K-12 programming in Chicago and Illinois today. The grants included $20,000 for the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts of America in support of STEM education. That money went directly to help 200 students in Chicago learn about STEM. Thank you to the CME for its generous support for all these grants. The FINRA Foundation also announced that they were giving away money for 2021. They announced the 2021 Research Award recipients, who are early career researchers who are advancing the understanding of consumer financial wellness and the complex relationships among financial literacy, financial capability, and financial well-being. Yesterday, I interviewed Donald McKenzie, a professor of sociology at the University of Edinburgh, about his new book, Trading at the Speed of Light. Princeton University Press, which published the book, called it a remarkable look at how the growth, technology, and politics of high-frequency trading have altered global financial markets. We had no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Today, we will publish the first part of a two-part interview with Bradley Rotter for the Open Outcry Traders History Project video series. Rotter has gotten a lot right over the years. He was a pioneer in financial futures at the CBOT, was an early investor in hedge funds and managed futures, including with famed trader Richard Dennis. And he was an early investor in crypto, something that continues to this day. Watch for it on johnlothiannews.com. I am very big on the power of smiles. When we smile at each other, we smile back, and when we do, it releases endorphins that are the equivalent of a shot of dopamine and serotonin. And the endorphins act as a mild pain reliever, whereas serotonin is an antidepressant. Every day I go to TradeNews.com, and on their front page is a picture of a smiling Alex Jenkins, head of trading at Polar Capital. Every day her cheery smile brightens my day and gives me a little endorphin boost. I thanked her yesterday for this. When I was a scoutmaster in the Boy Scouts of America, I used to tell my scouts that the best way to live up to the part of the scout oath where it asks you to help other people at all times is to simply smile at them. It is nice that those who are fully vaccinated can dispose of wearing masks in many situations. I look forward to the dopamine and serotonin boost. CME Group announced today that it was selected by the Alternative Reference Rates Committee, the ARRC, to publish its recommended forward-looking secured overnight financing rate, or SOFR, term rates. CME SOFR term reference rates for 1 month, 3 month, and 6 month tenors became available for licensing on April 21st. The rates are available on the CME website and from various data vendors. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Register for the Virtual Asset Management Derivatives Forum. FIA and SIFMA AMG are bringing you a virtual take on the Asset Management Derivatives Forum in 2021. Join them for virtual programming on June 11th and 9th, during which market participants from all sides of a trade and leading regulators will examine the latest developments impacting the use of derivatives by asset managers. This year's keynote speakers are Dan Berkovitz, Commissioner at the Commodity Futures Trade Commission, Catherine McGinnis, Chair of the Policy and Resources Committee for the City of London, and Allison Herron-Lee, Commissioner of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. We have a new podcast, MIAX Mixes It Up, looks at futures expansion. MIAX Futures President Joe Ferraro talks about the May 24th launch of MIAX Corporate Tax Futures. He also details the planned expansion of MIAX Futures offerings, the role of the exchange operator's broad geographic base, and where cryptocurrency trading fits into the MIAX mix. That's hard to say. You can find this podcast on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Xinhu News. New chief executive of Hong Kong Exchange to take office on Monday. Alejandro Nicholas Aguzin, the new chief executive officer of Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing, will start his 3-year term next Monday. Hong Kong Exchanges said in a statement on Friday, Aguzin used to serve as the chief executive officer, CEO of the international private bank business of JP Morgan & Company and Asia Pacific chairman and CEO of the same. My comment, welcome to Alejandro Nicholas Aguzin. Here is a story from the New York Stock Exchange, the new high-tech NYSE that nobody ever sees. It's shortly after midnight and the New York Stock Exchange is waking up, miles away from its famed trading floor in Lower Manhattan. The NYSE's massive array of servers begins whirring to life. Serge Schenkman's system operations team monitors closely as the applications that power the NYSE begin their startup actions, preparing for a trading day that is still more than 9 hours away. My comment, Farrell Kramer, the author, is the head of communications for NYSE and a former national reporter with the Associated Press. Here's a press release from Exigy Incorporated. Exigy and Vela joined forces to become global leader in low-latency market data, trading platforms, and predictive signals. Exigy International, the market leader in low latency solutions for global market data, predictive trading signals, and hardware acceleration technology, and Vela Trading Systems, LLC, a leading provider of data and execution technology for global multi-asset electronic trading, announced today that they have merged business operations in an agreement backed by Marlin Equity Partners, a global investment firm with over $7.5 billion of capital commitments under management. Operating as Exigy Incorporated, the combined company creates a dominant provider of premier data and execution platforms, managed services for electronic trading powered by proprietary hardware, acceleration, artificial intelligence, and service automation technologies. My comment, I would love to see the chart of all the companies that fed into this new merger. Vela alone is quite the story. Here's the press release from the CME Group. CME Group Foundation awards nearly $3 million in grants to support kindergarten readiness and K-12 programming in Chicago and Illinois. CME Group Foundation today announced that it has awarded nearly $3 million in grants to further support kindergarten readiness and K-12 programming across Chicago and Illinois. My comment, you can't even begin to know the amount of impact these grants will make. It is huge in many ways. Here's the press release from FINRA. FINRA Foundation announces 2021 Research Award recipients. Studies advance understanding of financial capability in the United States. The FINRA Investor Education Foundation, FINRA Foundation, in partnership with the American Council on Consumer Interest, ACCA, announced today that the recipients of its Higher Education Awards to recognize early career researchers who are advancing the understandings of consumer financial wellness and the complex relationships among financial literacy, financial capability, and financial well-being. My comment, you really don't want to understand the financial capability in the United States. You really don't. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story on Thursday was Crane Chicago Business, Kenilworth Mansion with ties to World's Fair takes 9 years to sell, about the house of former Archipelago CEO Gerald Putnam. Second was Bloomberg's UBS Nomura hit hardest as EU fines crisis era bond cartel. Third was world's largest iceberg breaks off in Antarctica as glaciers retreat, from Bloomberg Green. Your Crypto Markets Wiki coin of the week is Bitcoin. Bitcoin's price hit a three-month low this week, falling 30% from its high on May 7th. This has been one of the most devastating weeks for Bitcoin investors and, as a result, for investors throughout the cryptocurrency market. The sell-off was likely due to a number of factors, including Tesla's announcement that it would no longer accept Bitcoin, the Central Bank of China's announcement of a ban on all financial service firms from participating in transactions involving cryptocurrencies, and activity in the Bitcoin options market. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.